Willingness of the Companions to Fight the Rebels. Following this terrible event, the companions and people of Medina understood that the hearts of the rebels were filled with even greater animosity than what was being displayed. Even though there was not much they could do, some companions who preferred death over such a state became intent upon fighting the rebels, come what may. Perhaps 4 or 5 men fighting in opposition to an army of 2,000 or 3,000 men may appear to be madness in the eyes of a worldly person, but as for those who had sacrificed all their possessions for the sake of Islam, it was not burdensome for them whatsoever to fight in its defense. The following companions were also among those who were prepared to fight: Sa'd bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Zaid bin Samit radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. When the news reached Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, he immediately sent them an order instructing them not to fight the rebels under any circumstance and to return to their homes. The love which Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu possessed for the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ahle Bayt undoubtedly prevented a war which was to break out between a few devoted companions and a rebel army of 2,000 to 3,000 men. Footnote: Ahle Bayt literally means people of the house and refers to the household members of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. End footnote. However, from this event, we are able to effectively ascertain the level of passion that was building up among the companions due to the mischief of these rebels. It is only possible for a few men to become willing to stand up against a fierce army if they believe that subservience to it is worse than death. The involvement of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu in this group is especially worthy of attention. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was neither a soldier, nor had he performed any military service prior to this in particular. Similarly, even though Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu was the son of a valiant father and was also brave and courageous himself, he preferred peace and concord, and according to a prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a prince of peace. The fact that these two men stood up sword in hand demonstrates that the companions and the other people of Medina were immensely displeased by the sedition of these rebels.